This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
She's back. Jamie is here, like all the guests on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Where have you been? We've missed you. It's been weeks. Are you just faking plans? You're tired of talking to us. What's going on?
I think it's been 2 weeks or three. I was on vacation in Vancouver for my husband's birthday.
Dave, let's stop there. Does that count? Doug's birthday, does that count taking the show off where she's paid millions, thousands? Okay, enough.
Phones work in Vancouver,
yeah,
I think.
I think so. Yeah. Okay, so we're giving an F to that one. Nope, doesn't count.
Okay.
What's number two?
Then I had a shoot with the, you know, the band The Offspring?
Yes, I am familiar with them.
So I had a shoot with them where I had to go up in their private jet, la-di-da, and I could not talk to you.
Okay, let's stop there. Dave, private planes all somehow have phones. I don't know how. I don't know what they're doing. But I'm told Offspring loves overrated, underrated, properly rated in this show.
As does The Offspring, not just Office Springs.
Yeah, you know. I just went with that.
That's
one.
Fine.
I went with that. So, I mean, private plane or the show.
Then I had a shoot with the Los Angeles Kings for a story that's coming up in a couple weeks.
Can you tell us about it? Was it? I'm sure it's not just breaking down the team. There must be some other angle.
No, it's pretty fascinating. It'll be on CBS Mornings coming soon. But it's basically how eight of the NHL teams are in very predominant Latino communities, including here in Los Angeles.
Sure.
But 90% of the NHL is made up of white people, both front office and back and players and all that type of thing. So there's a huge push here in LA and in some of the other areas that have a big Latino population to get more Latinos playing hockey. But one of the biggest barriers is, of course, the cost. So the LA Kings is footing the bill for a lot of these kids. They actually did a clinic and opened up an academy in Mexico City because Latino sports fans are like, you know, they love sports. But only about 6% of Latinos consider themselves hockey fans. So it would be a win-win for both the NHL and for the communities to get more people involved in hockey.
I think that's a great idea. You know, Gary Bettman he's been a commissioner for decades now, and he helped create the push to move out west, where in some of the areas you do have a high-level Latino population, you know, in Dallas and Phoenix and obviously L.A., Anaheim. So I think that's a very... very shrewd idea. How, speaking of sports, how did the Dodgers celebration play out in LA?
I'm still exhausted, but it was amazing. It was really, I've never seen this city so joyful, so happy. We covered the Dodgers parade all morning long, out here on this, CBS Los Angeles, and people could have dipped in and out of our streaming coverage. But we were there from like 5 o'clock in the morning until almost 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I have to tell you, because this team didn't get a parade in 2020, I think double the amount of people showed up for this parade. You had just such joy and optimism. You had DJs playing sets. You had people doing, you know, throwing beach balls. And I mean, it was just a party atmosphere. And I think what's so cool about that is that the Dodgers are just such a unifier of this community because, you know, Los Angeles, it is so many little tiny neighborhoods,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
You've got little Ethiopia, you've got little Tokyo, you've got you know, as we just were talking about the large Hispanic population and everything, you know, everyone's neighborhood's a little bit different. And this just brought everybody together. It looked like a huge melting pot and it was just a blast.
So our mutual friend, Major Garrett, he is a San Diego native through and through, and he loves baseball, and he loves the Padres, right?
Sorry.
And as you know,
who
the cares? Padres led 2-1, and then, as I told Major, they choked. And
yes,
then we kidded him not once but twice on air about the Dodgers. I sent him a number of texts, like GIFs, Freddie Freeman. Yesterday, I went on Cameo. I haven't even told you yet, Harrigan. And I was looking to see if any Dodger was on Cameo.
And
there's a bunch of former Dodgers, like Ron Say. I might pay the hundred-some bucks to have Ron Say call Major and say, Major, I just heard you love the Dodgers as much as I do. Congratulations as a fellow Dodger fan.
That would be amazing.
That would be good.
Please do that.
If you can't kid your friends, don't have any friends.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. I will Venmo you part of the cost of that if you do that to him.
That would be great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Okay, tell me, obviously Harris is going to win California easy, but yeah. Tell me in L.A., what sort of crazy proposition, what is the dominant political issue in Southern California? It looks like Adam Schiff is going to, at least if you buy the polls, has a significant lead on Steve Garvey. Speaking of former Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
Timing there. What is dominating the political talk in L.A.?
I have to say, I have never seen a local county district attorney race so divisive as this one. I had two neighbors yelling at each other the other day where I was like, guys,
really?
Calm down.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was talking to people at work. It's been similar throughout the city. You know, we had George Gascon, who won the election in 2020. He is a guy who made a lot of promises to implement criminal justice reform. But now he's facing a tough-on-crime challenger who says that the policies have gone too far. It's been this interesting back and forth because a lot of people blame George Gascon. I'm sure you guys have seen videos where there's a lot of these smash and grab robberies. There's been a lot of burglaries. Yeah. There's been a lot of, street takeovers, just those types of crimes that really, on top of our homelessness crisis and some of the policing issues that have happened with that particular population, that people are really upset. So this Nathan Hochman, who is George Gascon's challenger, he's a former federal prosecutor. So it's not like he is going to be a little bit tougher, I guess, potentially. But it looks like he is pulling ahead of George Gascon. And it's just interesting to me because when you look at where we were 4 years ago to where we are now with some of these races, you know, George Gascon, a lot of people gave him their vote last time because of the rhetoric and some of the things he said after what happened in Minnesota with the police killing of George Floyd.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, you know, giving people second chances or, defunding the police and funding mental health issues and that kind of thing. And I think a lot of Angelenos are saying that just didn't work here. My neighborhood's not as safe. Things aren't, as they as I want them to be. I gave you a chance, and I'm, you know, a lot of people are going back and forth. Then there's the people on the other side that said, hey, wait a second, he's only had the one term. You just saw people may know him if they've been following the Menendez case. He's just recommended that they, you know, get out of prison. So it's like people are very, depending on where their neighborhood is and how they feel their neighborhood, how the safety of their neighborhood is, they have very different ideas. Like even my neighborhood, where you would think it would be a little similar minded based on the demographics. It, like I said, my neighbors are all fighting with each other as to who should get in and who shouldn't.
Well, just get ready. 2 years from now, if Mary Moriarty decides to run for re-election in Hennepin County, it is going to be, Dave, you tell me if you agree with me. I think it might be the most discussed race in the state other than the governor's race, right? Now, Tina Smith would be up for re-election. Mary Moriarty, Jamie, ran as someone who was going to take a very different approach, Mike Freeman. Mike Freeman had been the Hennepin County District Attorney for decades.
Yep.
And Moriarty was talking about, let's treat younger individuals different. Let's look at counseling. Let's look at probation. Let's look at therapy. Let's not just follow what everybody's done before. And people knew about it, and she won. And she has been involved in controversial case after controversial case. And more often than not, the public, by the way, including me, have not agreed with their decisions. And there have been Democrats on the record. There have been Democrats off the record who are not happy with her, let alone the Republicans who didn't want her in the first place. Now, she is a resolute person. She is convinced in her beliefs. So my gut tells me she's going to run. Now, we had Bob Fletcher on, who a longtime sheriff himself for Ramsey County. And Bob Fletcher at the fair, Jamie, said, I'll give you a nice prediction here. Keith Ellison, who you know is the state attorney general.
Yeah.
He's going to run against Mary Moriarty in 2026. Well, guess what? 2 days later, guess who was on with us at the fair? Keith Ellison. And Dave, did he say he was not going to run against Mary Moriarty?
I did not hear a straight denial.
No, he did not deny once. He never said yes.
But he didn't say no.
We got the old, I'm focused on being the state attorney general.
Uh-huh. Yeah. There were three questions by the goofball talking right now. And at one point, Ellison goes, you're very good. You're very persistent, but I'm not answering your question. You know, so that we could have a district attorney's race in this state, in the biggest county, which would be pretty pretty interesting too. Now, Doug had a chance to vote for the first time.
Yeah.
How did that feel?
Well, I think for him it was a special moment. It was one of those things we talked about. We do have early voting, in person voting here in California. We also have the mail in ballot early voting where you can drop things off. And we decided that, you know, Doug shares custody with his ex-wife of his son, 50-50. And so we have him up every Monday, Tuesday. Mom has him every Wednesday, Thursday. So last Tuesday, we decided we'd make it a little civics lesson. And we brought my stepson with, and I think it made for kind of a special first-time voting. And everybody got to see the process. Doug was a little like, oh my gosh! I didn't really realize there were so many propositions. It took a little longer for him to do than me, but
right.
That's how it goes.
Exactly. Great to chat with you again. Have a good week, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good.
Jamie Ukitz from CBS News, and right here on WCC Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.